Well, if you're looking for something a little bit punchier, can I recommend to you Hot Pink Halo's 1-2 Punch?
What?
Excellent segue.
Of the round. I love singing along, and literally I just burst into this song all around my house to the point where like my cats are like, who the hell is Sukar or Sukar or whatever his name is. For a long time I was just singing Suki because I hadn't read the lyrics yet. But yeah, I really love this song. I know it between this and Daniel Sittler, this is what I've been singing all week. And this one I've been singing slightly more than What If. Just, you know, Suki, you're a sucker, you're a real fucking fucker, and you're written for the word to punch. It's just, it's
catchy as hell.
Yes.
I love also just the progression of phonemes in that sentence. Suki, you're a sucker, you're a real fucking fucker. It's just so, like, the lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue. It's beautiful, beautiful writing. I really, really loved the lyrics. Honestly, for like my first two listens, I was like, huh, Suki must be a real bitch. And then I was like, wait, this is a Hot Pink Halo song. This is some idiot politician.
Yep.
And then I eventually read the bio and finally get to learn that Sukar is an idiot politician. And you know, that just makes it all the more fun. And anytime I hate someone, I'm just going to sing this to myself and feel a little bit better. But yeah, I love how she delivers punch, punch, punch,
oh, yes.
Punch, 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 punch. I love, it's just like, you know, say punch 12 times in a row. Like maybe if I had seen this and I was like, all right, maybe we didn't need that. But just like listening to it, it's like, yes, punch. Punch, 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 punch. I love it.
I love the ad libs that she puts in.
Yeah.
Like there's a bam, bam, like after the 1-2 punch she does, and there's just a bunch of really cute ad libs all over it.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to listen again for those. I completely missed them. I was too busy singing along. Chords, another 1-4, G to C, really well done here. Has a nice pep and a nice bounce to it. I will say, a little bit of a nitpick here. The synths are very happy and positive. They're very like, yeah, we're going to go sing a fun song with our kids now. And
I would've liked... Did you just do her accent?
If I did, it wasn't on purpose.
Okay.
I'm sorry for any cultural appropriation that might have happened there. I would have liked to hear a harder or gnarlier orchestration, maybe like a grungier guitar or just like a more bass heavy synth patch, something like that to mirror the anger she feels towards the sky. Because he's a real fucking fucker.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I got that impression somehow. I think I got that impression from the song bio, which is long, but it is a quick, engrossing read. And you know, I'm torn on whether or not to recommend that everybody check it out. The song is an angry screed against a specific sleazy, corrupt politician. And the song is more enjoyable when you don't have to think about it and instead can just enjoy, you know, singing along with the punch, 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 which are extremely, extremely contagious. The song has a great melody throughout And it's a ton of fun. If you don't dwell on, you know, this awful person that the song is about. Production wise, there are some low Pong notes that are too loud and seem to ring on a harmonic instead of the note that I imagine was intended. I could be wrong about that. I suspect it's a problem with an arpeggiator, but again, I could be wrong about that too. Also, in just a couple of places throughout the song, there's like a marimba or something that occasionally hits that exact combination of notes that indicates an error or a warning on a PC, which is unfortunate. Was I the only person who caught that?
No, you know what I'm talking about?
Like,
chunk, you know, and it just like it pulled me out of the song just momentarily a couple of times. But again, it doesn't matter because the punch brings me back all the time. Tiny little issues, tiny complaints. The overall charm and fun and appeal of the song completely overwhelms those petty little nitpicks of mine. I'm just very, very happy with this.
Wow, Cybronica had a lot of my notes. I just thought that the chorus is so amazingly catchy. That sucker, you're a sucker, you're a real fucking fucker. I love that. And I sang along too. I thought it was like, the song is super cute and fun, and like, I did notice the contrast between just how terrible and awful the person was. I read a little bit of the bio, and I was like, I'm just not going to finish this. Good like, way. This is TLDR, and I think I like the song better without truly knowing. So I didn't get into the politics of the song that much, but I love the chorus. I thought it was incredibly hooky and fun, and I thought Leone had maybe experimented with some vocal multi-tracking that I think she did throughout the entire song, which made her vocals sound like full and sweet to my ears. And I think this is one of her best recorded vocal performances that I've heard. I was impressed by it technically as well.
All right, let's move on to Jock